Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. Is there a prophet in the house? We are in desperate need of a few prophets, both in our political and our spiritual realms. It must be remembered that prophets are not people who can see into the future or foretell future events. This is certainly not the role of the Hebrew prophets we find in the Bible, but rather prophets are people who have an incredibly good grasp of the present moment, who know exactly what's going on and what is needed to change the arc of history and the path that we are sometimes simply blindly following. As a nation, we have wandered far from our core values, the reason that we were instituted in the very first place, and we see institutions of all kinds eating away at individual rights and the rights of various groups in our society. We have wandered far from our social justice issues and our social nets that catch those who fall between the slats, who take care of those who are most needy among us, to all those who live on the very margins of our society. We are becoming a nation of islands, of very personal islands, who are only interested in their own pet interests and who have no concern for the common good. Our religious institutions are not faring much better. While we give lip service to social justice, we do little to make sure that the LGBT plus communities are involved in parish life, involved in the church. We pay lip service to all kinds of issues, but we don't stand up for those who are suffering through abortions or failed marriages, or people in prison who are facing death row. We need to stand up in large numbers for all of these and for many others, like immigrants, the homeless, the hungry. We say we stand up for religious freedom, but that's a catchword that means little or nothing. It usually means that we have to turn our backs on people who need us the most, who are isolated, alone, and fearful. We are in need of prophets who will speak out loudly and clearly and call together a real faith community that will change the arc of injustice into the arc of justice at all times and in every single place. We ought to tone down our 4th of July celebrations until all who are burdened and heavily laden, until they are all set free, free from prejudice, from hate speech, and begin to experience real community that results in everyone being concerned about the common good. This weekend, we should not be celebrating our independence, but rather our interdependence. How much we need one another. And we must not rest until we are all set free, including ourselves. We are indeed in very dire need of prophets. And I would suggest a few women to get the ball rolling, because so far, the guys haven't been doing a very good job of it.